Okay, and your name's Kim McDonald?
Correct.
I appreciate you giving me a call back. So you worked at the Forum. What was your role at the Forum?
I had a couple of different roles, but my main role most recently was the Resident Services Director at the Forum.
Okay, great. So how long were you at the Forum?
Well, with this, the most recent role, I was there about a year and a half.
And were you there before that in a different role, or...?
Yes, I had been there previously as the marketing director.
Okay. So as far as you're remembering Mabel Holt, and I don't know, any particular things that you remember about her that kind of stand out?
Sure, yeah. I mean, there's a few things that I will say that I remember. Her definite willingness to give her time to others with her visits over to the residents in healthcare with pouring coffee, as well as volunteering her time with folding napkins for the dining room. So definitely her willingness to give back, as well as she very much wanted the several of the activities programs to be well attended, and one that probably you've heard of many times would be the chapel services that would happen on one Sunday a month in the independent living side. And she would always be kind of the cheerleader for that event, and, you know, why can't we get more people, or how can we get more people, and these children that come and donate their time, and there's not people there to be in the audience for them. So that was one of her main, I would say, activities that she really wanted to see succeed.
That's great. So what, I don't know, what was kind of your impression of her, how she was with other people in the Forum, or any particular stories that stand out?
Well, as I said before, really, you know, she... Obviously, her eyesight very much failed her towards the end, and, you know, she didn't have an excuse, so she couldn't understand, you know, or she didn't use that as an excuse, but she couldn't understand why more people weren't there attending the various events, you know, because she wouldn't let anything stop her, and so she, you know, would make it down the trip, down the long haul, down to the activity room to participate. So, you know, definitely her perseverance and strong will, I would say, are great characteristics that she, and traits that she held.
That's great. So is there, I don't know, any message or anything that you'd like to give to her family that for this holiday that you think Mabel would like to pass on, or any other specific things that you'd like to add?
You know, I would just say that her, you know, willingness to give of her time, again, whether it's just folding a napkin or pouring coffee, you know, always don't ever lose that willingness to give and that generosity, no matter, you know, how old you are or if you can see or not see. You know, she always found a way to still, you know, have that strong will and still push forward each day.
That's great. Well, I really appreciate your time. I know that you were, you know, in between spots and everything, but Amy Duke, you know, she said you definitely have a few things to be able to contribute, and I appreciate it, and our family does as well, and I think that's pretty much all I've got. If there's anything else you'd like to say, if not, you know, we really appreciate it.
All right, well, thank you, and have a happy holiday.
You too.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.